This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am speechless right now. Sunday Live, federal judge orders evidence of election fraud destroyed, reversing his earlier order over Georgia. Said, yes, there's evidence here. We have all these affidavits and witnesses about tampering with the thumb drives and the computers. Just like the testimony also had in Pennsylvania last week. And so I'm ordering them to freeze erasing the computers and thumb drives. And then suddenly came out 12 hours later and said, I am now revoking my previous orders, and I am saying destroy it. In fact, out in the printer, guys, is the latest ruling. I want to show both rulings. Can I please have that in a Linwood tweet, please? Thank you. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. What a time to be alive. The CIA versus the Defense Intelligence Agency. The Defense Intelligence Agency is a loyal arm of the U.S. military. And the CIA is a globalist group that put Mao Zedong in power and has pledged to destroy the existence of this country. Absolutely incredible. You are witnessing history, mass gaslighting, mass fraud, total proof of election fraud at the top of these key five states where Trump was getting double and triple the numbers he got 4 years ago. He won a lot of these states by 1 point or 2 points. He was winning these by 3, 4, 5, and 6 points until they closed those polls. Incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got Trump has reemerged. He has come out and has done an in-depth 20-minute interview that's posted at Infowars.com. CNN and then attacked Fox News and called it the Alex Jones channel for interviewing the president because they've got him so shut down and so isolated. And they're now trying to take the interview of the president off Twitter and Facebook. So we knew this was coming. The internet kill switch for conservatives, for nationalists, for patriots. And then out of these hundreds, they've got thousands of affidavits, but hundreds are software engineers, scientists, poll watchers, election officials, some Democrats. Expert witness to election fraud, Greg Sindstrom, give testimony on witnessing 2430 USB cards being used to insert 50,000 votes in Pennsylvania, almost all of them for Joe Biden. This is not normal. They denied they did it, but as of today, 47 USB cards from PA election are missing. The state confirms. They are in court in Pennsylvania saying, please don't tell them not to erase these if they find them, and look for the judge to say, sorry, erased. So by the time Trump gets to the Supreme Court, it's all been erased. And Trump has been asking the Justice Department to do its job with all this evidence and to go in and seize those hard drives. What did Roger Stone say 2 months before the election that got Media Matters and CNN so upset? He said, there's massive election fraud in Georgia and Nevada and other states. Trump needs to go in. They're violating federal law. So they're going to count ballots with post dates on them, everything. Trump has to go in there. And he has to seize those electronic voting machines in the first few days when it's clear they're going to steal it. Roger Stone was prescient. And he's joining us tomorrow, 11:30 Central. But this is America's last stand because if they're able to steal this and able to pull this off, it is going to be Katie bar the door insane. But America's fighting back. Almost everybody else has been silenced. Not InfoWars. Band.video, Infowars.com. Our readership, our viewership is exploding. It should be. We predicted all this. And we're one of the last standing in this fight for the Republic. So tell everyone that, hey, you see the censorship? You see Fox News selling us out? You see what's happening? Go to Infowars.com. They've been proven right. Go to Band.video and share the videos. We have hundreds of videos of computer scientists and eyewitnesses that are video affidavits that are in court that no one else is seeing. We reported on these last week. Usually Gateway Pundit's ahead of us. They're just now getting to these this week because there's a fire hose of evidence of fraud coming out. Band.video. 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 Now I'm going to go to break. I'm going to get the reversal suit out of that printer. I'm going to get it. And I'm going to get the Lynn Wood tweet. And I'm going to go over all of it on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everyone you know to tune in now. This is America Fighting for Its Life. And you are critical. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this November 29th, Sunday Global Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and in just a few minutes, I'm going to show you the huge, gigantic, insane, over-the-top developments. In fact, let's just start going through them right now. Overhead shot, please. Listen to this. FBI has requested vote fraud research materials. Pennsylvania Supreme Court dismissed the GOP Trump win. Next stop, U.S. Supreme Court. Here's the big one that was just reversed minutes ago by the same judge. Breaking. Judge orders Georgia officials cannot wipe or reset voting machines. That is Judge Batten. Now, what has just happened, ladies and gentlemen? Lynn Wood is reporting, and I have a copy here of the ruling that the same judge on the same day reversed order and is now saying that tomorrow morning at CNN Center in Atlanta, where the machines are held, I'm not kidding, I've got the ruling, I'll show it to you in a moment, that they are going to destroy the hard drives and the thumb drive records. They're going to overwrite them when the President of the United States and the American people are battling to try to get that information. Simply insane. Absolutely incredible. And I'm going to be laying all of this out at the start of the next segment. But right now, it's a pretty big deal that the President of the United States is starting to do interviews again. He was in a congressional legislative testimony in Pennsylvania last Wednesday. That got almost no attention. The lockdown by the corporate media is absolutely out of control. Next hour, we're going to be airing large excerpts of this information. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Trump talking about the FBI on Fox News this morning. Here it is.
Where is the DOJ and the FBI in all of this, Mr. President? You have laid out some serious charges here. Shouldn't this be something that the FBI is investigating? Are they?
Missing in action.
Is the DOJ investigating?
Missing in action. Can't tell you where they are. I ask, are they looking at it? Everyone says yes, they're looking at it. Look, where are they with Comey, McCabe, and all these other people? You know, I said I'll stay out of it. I wish I didn't make that statement. There's no reason really why I have to. But where are they with Comey, with McCabe, with Brennan, with all these people? They lied to Congress. They lied. They leaked. They spied in our campaign. I see Carter Page is bringing a lawsuit. That's good news. Where are they with all of this stuff? And, you know, what happened to Durham? Where's Durham? So, you know, you're asking me a question. These people have been there a long time. And I know FBI, and FBI is great at the levels that we talk about. But I just, it's inconceivable. You would think if you're in the FBI or Department of Justice, this is the biggest thing you could be looking at. Where are they? I've not seen anything. I mean, they just keep moving along, and they go on to the next president. They've been there for a long time. People don't understand this. They've been there for a long time. Some of them have served a lot of different presidents, and they have their own views. All I can say is I haven't heard, with all of the fraud that's taken place, nobody's come to me and said, oh, the FBI's nabbed, you know, the people that are doing this scheme. The FBI is looking at Dominion, which nobody even knows where they're based, which nobody even knows where the votes are counted. You know, the votes in Dominion, they say, are counted in foreign countries, okay? Can you believe this? Now, Dominion is also based in a number of foreign countries. One of them is Canada. And Canada refuses to use Dominion, and they're based there. They won't get anywhere near. Texas will not get anywhere near Dominion. I spoke.
So we've got more of this coming up. We've got the president relegated to Fox Business, everything else cut out from under him, as we knew that we're doing. And this is the type of witness they have, eyewitness with sworn affidavits under penalty of perjury and jail time, expert witness to election fraud. Greg Sindstrom gives testimony of witnessing 24 to 30 USB cards being used to insert 50,000 votes in Pennsylvania, just so happened to be for Biden. This is not normal. They denied they did it. But as of the day, 47 USB cards from the PA election are missing. This is what you're not allowed to see. This is what's relegated to a few conservative and nationalist news sites like Infowars.com and Right Side and maybe Newsmax. This is what you're not seeing. Here it is.
My name is Gregory Stenstrom. I'm from Delaware County. I'm a father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm the CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. And we were told, I was told the next day the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to the U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally, more than two is unusual. So they denied they did it, but as of today, 47 USBV cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me, as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen.
Well, that's because America's being fully conquered by the globalists and the corporate criminals, backed up by the Chi-Coms right now. And if they're able to put their agent, who's totally compromised, Joe Biden in, it's over. You see, the Great Reset is the great leap forward. I even found literature where the globalists are praising Mao Zedong and how he killed 47 million Chinese during that, and how they're going to shut down your local economies, bankrupt everything, and make you dependent on the state. That's the whole process. This is modern war. All psychologically war gamed out and prepared, where people virtue signal, they wear their mask, they don't go to work, things collapse, and they don't wonder why 2 years later they're homeless. They don't wonder why the third world collapses and tens of millions starve to death and then flood our borders, because they don't think even one step ahead. People just take on the information like they're told it. Hey, 5 million of you are going to die. 2 million are going to die. 5% of the population is going to be dead in 3 months. None of it was true. Doesn't matter how many epidemiologists or scientists or chief science officers of even Pfizer come out and say it's all a giant fraud, overblown hoax, thousands of percentage points. Because once you have a domesticated public that doesn't like freedom, doesn't even know what it is, the sky's the limit. So, yes, America is bleeding to death right now. And the left are the very people that are going to be destroyed during this process, but they don't care. They don't know that. They just feel big. Watching America on fire makes them feel powerful. So that's all this is. Hey, we killed all those babies. We didn't stand up. They have convicted pedophiles teach drag queen story time with erections when your five-year-olds bounce up and down on TV. And the local host in Houston says, got to start the kids early, starts laughing. We're a nation of devil-worshipping pedophiles. So it's over. You will be forcibly inoculated, have convulsions, you'll be lucky if you live. And Bill Gates is your master.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Mechanics to medical doctors to school teachers to farmers, tens of millions of Americans are blocked from sending out links to state house testimony in places like Pennsylvania, where forensics court watchers witnessed massive fraud. They have total evidence in Georgia, but the judges will not look at the evidence. Then finally, judge orders Georgia officials cannot wipe or reset voting machines. Federal Judge Batten came out and said that this morning. But then, hell, they might have kidnapped his wife or something. We don't know. Here's the original order of your TV viewer. You can see it. It says you have to keep all of it. And then here's the new order. He reverses it and says that request is denied. So earlier today puts it out saying that it is upheld. Do not destroy the evidence. All it is the thumb drives. It's a good idea to actually keep thumb drives after every election. They only cost a couple dollars a piece maximum. Oh, sorry. Can't do that. If that isn't evidence of a cover-up, I don't know on the God's green earth what is. You can go read the original order at Infowars.com in this article. Breaking judge orders Georgia officials cannot wipe or reset voting machines. And then they reverse it hours later and simply change the order to say that you will no longer follow that order and that that request is denied. This is the greatest fraud this country has ever seen. There's the live show feed. I hope you share it. Sunday Live. Federal judge orders evidence of election fraud destroyed, reversing earlier order. That's why everybody else is censored. It's why Fox News will not hardly allow any of this on the air unless it's the president, and the president's relegated to Fox Business with a tenth of the audience. Is this fraud cannot stand, period. If there's open, free communication. And Tucker Carlson was absolutely right when he said Friday night there was election meddling, not by the Russians, but by big tech and the Democrats, and how they suppressed the American people's communications. Remember, we were told the Russians, with no proof, stole the election for Trump. But then when the globalists spent tens of millions of dollars and censored hundreds of millions of people around the world, not just Americans, but pro-Trump talk of any type, that was election meddling by global corporatist governments. And then you add on top of it that Joe Biden is a Chinese communist agent on record. All the recordings of his son. Talking about how he works for the communist Chinese intelligence head. Then you have all the money the Chinese gave him, and all the money the Russians gave him, and all the money the Ukrainians gave him, and his dad on national TV bragging about, they were investigating me and my son, so I said, you don't get $1 billion unless you fire him by the time I fly out of here in 6 hours. And son of a bitch, an hour later, they fired him. That's a quote. And now that guy, as he's the president-elect, he said he wouldn't accept the results if Trump won outright. And it wouldn't be until the Electoral College certified it on December 15th. But now he says, oh, no, I'm the president. I'm the president. Meanwhile, Sidney Powell's Georgia emergency declaration judgment demands seizure of every voting machine in the state. That's a separate lawsuit from Lynn Wood. officials had something to hide. There's enough preponderance of evidence to doubt the results. Democrat elections observer weighs in on corrupt Georgia vote. And there's video affidavits of all of this at Infowars.com. GatewayPundit.com has it as well. Michigan witnesses, I saw the Detroit plan to destroy all provisional ballots and hurt Republicans. These people were vicious. I saw all kinds of illegal behavior. Michigan election witness who saw 4 a.m. illegal ballot drop for Biden speaks out. All the votes were for Biden. That's total proof right there. Dominion rep who scanned ballots in Georgia County where thousands of Trump votes were unaccounted for also worked for Kamala Harris as her personal photographer. FBI request groups election fraud data that shows hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots. Yeah, so you can go into a black hole. And again, here's the original article from hours ago before the judge reversed it. U.S. District Judge Timothy C. Batten issued an emergency order to stop hashtag Georgia officials from performing a software update on Fulton County voting machines, which reportedly was already in the process, so you can't see what the old software was or what the votes were and see what was done. You don't want to be able to actually see them open and shut, engage in the fraud. Oh, no, no. Tomorrow morning at CNN Center, it's in the order. In downtown Atlanta, even says on Ted Turner Boulevard, at 8 a.m., they're going to wipe those cards. Yeah. Here it is. Dominion rep who scanned ballots in Georgia County. Thousands of Trump votes were unaccounted for and later got found. Also worked for Kamala Harris. There they are. Nice picture together. GOP Iowa congressional candidate Miller Meeks expected to win by 6 votes after recount. Funny, where they're doing recounts in Michigan and Iowa and everywhere else, in spot checks, the Republicans are the ones that all keep winning because of massive fraud. They keep finding thousands of votes. They were for Trump, but they're not counting it towards Trump, but they do count it towards the local candidates, and now she's the winner. Another Republican wins. Another, what, they're like 5 seats away from taking the House back now? Now you see why that election fraud is so, and everywhere they do a recount, all these Republicans keep winning. Oh, but don't worry. They're mailing out 800,000 of the fraud ballots to random addresses and dead cats and dead people's names. The same election officials in Georgia that just stole this election there for the key to Senate runoffs. And the Republicans will let them steal the runoff too. Just like the Democrats in New York and California, and everywhere, issuing driver's license to illegal aliens and saying they should be able to vote in the elections. Don't even deny it anymore. People go, well, that's California. They already got it. They got it because there's fraud. That's why they're so arrogant. It's why they don't care. It's why they raise taxes and run everybody out, because they don't care. They took it over. There's no real elections in the blue areas. GOP Iowa congressional candidate Miller Meeks expected to win by 6 votes at the recount. Isn't that interesting? If GOP leaders refuse to fight now, Trump supporters will abandon GOP and it will cease to exist. Attorney Linwood goes off on weak-kneed GOP leaders. Meanwhile, CNN panel blasts Bartiromo over delusional Trump interview. Not much daylight between Maria and Alex Jones. Oh, CNN's so hated that every time they attack me, it only makes us bigger. People go, well, gosh, if they say Alex Jones is bad, he must be good. Exactly, and so is that wonderful lady. The president shouldn't have airtime. Don't listen to him. That's kooky, Ryan Stelter says. Meanwhile, CNN, there are legal and constitutional ways for Trump to stay in office, says Vareen Zakaria, in a rare moment of honesty. And a big interview, 30 minutes long. It's up at band.video. General Flynn, emergency message to America. President Trump has a clear path to victory, but needs your help now. Very important interview at band.video. I suggest you get it out. Ali Alexander just landed a few hours ago in Arizona, the next big key battleground area. We're not giving up. Stay with us.
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with my Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I have been following what's really happening with this election very, very closely. And as always, my policy is complete and total honesty with you. If Joe Biden would have won this election, I would be honest about that, and I would call for his immediate removal for being a communist Chinese agent on record. We've gone over all that evidence. It's well known. No evidence of Trump being a Russian agent. Total evidence of Biden being one. You cannot allow this. It's over the top. It's insane. The Republicans now must do what was done to Trump, but to Biden.
if he's able to swindle his way in. But that said, the evidence in five key states, and I've been to many of them, is over the top insane that there was fraud. And so he must not get in on the basis of that, or it sets an even worse precedent. Now, Ollie Alexander has been to all these states. He's been working tirelessly with Stop the Steal. He did start the first Stop the Steal with Roger Stone's help, who did begin it. And it doesn't matter who has the providence of it, but there are other groups always trying to claim that, oh, they're really Stop the Steal. It doesn't matter. Just go to the states, fight, speak up, educate people. Action. Judge a tree by its fruits. And Ollie's been putting out a lot of good fruit. And so, look, I give Trump an 80% chance of winning if he just comes out and starts addressing the American people straight up. And if he can get the FBI to do its job and go seize these servers under federal law. Roger Stone, 3 months ago, I was saying 2 months, but it's been like 20-something days since the election. But 3 months ago, huge national news, they said Roger Stone wants martial law, calls for the voting machines to be seized. No, he said they're going to steal it in Georgia and Nevada and other areas. They said they are. It violates federal law. Said they're going to postmark stuff and still count ballots. You can't have dead people voting. Trump must have the FBI seize those voting machines to show the evidence of election fraud when it happens. Well, now that's what a federal judge said today. Hours later, reversing himself. And so that shows you how the globalists are going for broke. They know that Trump won by a bigger landslide. They know there's a global political realignment against globalism. They admit that at the CFR. The Davos Group admits the whole world's against them. But they said 4 years ago when Trump got elected, Xi Jinping will crush Trump and America, said Jean-Claude Juncker. Talk about a James Bond villain. So that's what we're up against. So joining us is Ollie Alexander. He just landed hours ago in Arizona. Everyone needs to get out there. Everyone needs to be involved and engaged. He's here to tell you what happened. But, Ollie, first let's get into it. Here's your tweet from earlier. Emergency order granted. Georgia cannot wipe machines as they were today in Fulton County. Then hours later, and I've got both orders here, he simply changes the last words from the first order. I've got a copy of it right here to say it is ordered that they not destroy it. And then hours later, I was up here excited to report this, right before we went live on air, he says the request is denied to save the machines and not erase them for a few weeks. So, Ollie Alexander, this is so naked, so huge, so massive. Let's talk about the next steps, the big picture, the continued path to victory, which is there. If it wasn't there, I would tell people. But it's all about them not being able to psyop us and manipulate us. Ollie Alexander, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Alex, and your team. Y'all are working very hard to stop the steal. You've given countless resources in these. It was seven states. Then it moved to six states. We're fighting in six states with five being a priority. So I just want to thank InfoWars for being at the front lines. I'm out there in the streets, and people are saying I'm an info warrior and I want to fight for my republic. So I just wanted to thank you. But in Georgia, we have 159 counties in Georgia. Each county is given a little bit of autonomy over how it runs its elections. So here you have a judge saying, no, Fulton County cannot wipe its machines while there's pending legal litigation. And then an hour later, the judge reverses himself because the Republican Secretary of State says this isn't a state matter, it's a county matter, and the counties ought to have complete autonomy, even though the Dominion machines are rented from the Secretary of State's office.
And this is the same Secretary of State that has his minions working for Dominion, and the same guy that met with Hillary Clinton's top lawyer. I mean, this is a criminal, in my view, covering up his crimes.
He needs to be ran out of town. I can't believe I'm watching this happen.
Start over and explain that again, because that's the part I didn't get to. Explain that. Because this is the Secretary of State covering his ass, saying, no, 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 judge. No, 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 judge. Get rid of that evidence. Erase that. I mean, we need federal marshals raiding that damn. Can you believe that it's being held at CNN Center? Just the archetypal image of that?
People need to go right now. If you are in and around Atlanta, Attorney Lynn Wood wants you to do it. I want you to do it. Roger Stone wants you to do it. Take your card and around the World Congress Center and honk your horns in objection to what is going on. This dirty scheme in Fulton County where they found all these absentee ballots, where we have all this rigged machine stuff going on. They're absolutely just stealing the election. And look, they may have already cleaned the machines. They may have already discarded evidence. But why this soon before the runoff do they need to clean those machines under the guise of a, quote, software update? And has the Secretary of State complied with federal law that requires him to certify each and every machine? No, this is an illegal election that's happening in Georgia.
And by the way, Ollie, what about the optics of in the CNN building? That's where it's held. I have the judge's order ordering them to not destroy the evidence on the machines and hard drives and thumb drives at the CNN Center on Ted Turner Boulevard. I mean, my God. And then he goes an hour later, oh, wait, destroy it. I mean, whoa.
Did they contact his family? Did they threaten him? Did they compromise him? Did they extort him? A federal judge needs to come in and do an investigation. I mean, this is absolutely insane. You see this type of stuff in South America. But you've never seen this stuff in America. And you and I, you know, we did a show in July or something where we were talking about the metaphysical symbology that was happening where we're in this age of great contrast where it's a parody of itself. But for whatever reason, there are some people that are blind, but those with ears to hear and eyes to see, we can see very clearly. It's actually, it's baffling. It's stressful how obvious it is to you and me and a lot of your listeners, but a lot of people don't see anything funky about this, but CNN is in on the coup. Stop the steal might have to become stop the coup.
Well, that's what this is. We've had deep state coup after deep state coup that's failed. Trump's come out and said the FBI is working with the system to steal this election from the American people. And you said it. The Bible talks about a great delusion will be given unto them that believe the lie. God just takes away their free will, turns them over to the devil. This is so obvious that, oh, they're harassing the lawyers for Trump. They don't want anything looked at. They're trying to block everything, but saying there's no election fraud. And now they don't want the hard drives or the thumb drives looked at, even though they say there's no evidence of fraud, even though all the eyewitnesses saw the fraud. And everywhere they did spot checks, they found all these Trump votes, bringing him very close to defeating Joe Biden.
Alex, right here on my phone is a plane that was in Georgia from the Department of Justice on Friday. Why isn't the FBI or the Department of Justice stopping this injustice? They're there. They just won't do anything. We've lost total control and total faith of the federal government. Our president is on an island alone, and we have to get bodies in the street outside of the governor's mansion, outside of the neighborhood of the Secretary of State, and at the World Congress Center. Right now.
All right, Ollie, I took over most of the segment ranting. When we come back, you've got all the latest numbers on Georgia, on Pennsylvania, on Arizona, where the fights are, where the rallies are, where the hearings are, and where pressure needs to be brought so they know the American people are watching very, very closely. When we come back, we're gonna walk through all of that with Ollie Alexander. I am Alex Jones of Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Almost everyone else has been silenced and shut down, but we're still on air. So tell people, the election was stolen, Joe Biden's a communist Chinese agent, and the truth is on air. Trump is not conceded, but he needs you, the American people, to magnify the truth. And that means magnifying the live feeds at band.video of this show right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared. Hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com.
InfoWars.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and prepare with Alex.com. God bless.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Ali Alexander is on the ground fighting hard for President Trump. Most of the administration has turned against him, left, wanting to get new jobs. But that's okay, because the hardcore is still there fighting on. We have to expose Biden as illegitimate. We have to go to D.C. if they're able to sneak this in and this fraud on the 20th and say, you're not our president, you're a Chi-Com agent, and we're going to remove you for being a traitor. That way, bare minimum, he tries to sell us out to China. Every criminal act he engages in to shut off our energy, to shut off our power, to shut off our jobs, everyone knows why they're doing it. When he keeps us locked down permanently, Biden says, and China's open using the COVID fraud. Ali Alexander, look at this tweet, and I've looked this up, it's true. Our CEO, Smartmatic, and of course that's Dominion, and Bill Gates. Our CEO introduces Bill Gates to Smartmatic's efforts to improve elections around the world. And of course, it is run out of Venezuela, but even the New York Times calls that a conspiracy theory when it's a fact on their own website. This is so incredible. So, Ali, give us the big picture, the key six states, the five big battlegrounds that are left, Trump's path to victory, and what folks need to do. Give people the real analysis of where we're at. Because, I mean, we know if the evidence gets looked at, they're going to go to jail. It's going to be overturned. That's it for the New World Order. They're Waterloo. So they're not going to let that happen. So this is incredible.
This is absolutely incredible. Alex, the six states that everyone needs to pay attention to is Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. However, the states where we control the state houses as a Republican Party are all of those states sans Nevada. So we're putting a lot of energy in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia for the next 72 hours. Why? In Pennsylvania, they have to call a new session officially on Tuesday. So we have until Monday night in Pennsylvania to convince the Republicans to stand with the Trump loyalists and take control, their constitutional control, of selecting the electors. This is very important. Republicans can do it alone. We just had a statement from one of the Pennsylvania state house leaders who said, yeah, I believe there was fraud. It was overwhelming, but there's nothing that we should do about it. And to that, I might need to be put on a delay. I say that is absolutely, I would say, bull crap. So tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., everyone needs to show up when they can in Harrisburg at the state capitol with your Trump flags, your Gadsden flags, your American flags, and just be prepared to occupy the Capitol and force the Republican caucus to do Republican things, and that's to select the electors. Look, if it turns out that Joe Biden won Pennsylvania through a transparent process, then give him the electors. If it turns out we can't tell, then send half Republicans.
And judges are saying destroy the evidence. Legislatures have the power to step in and block that. That's why they're there. They've got way more power than Dominion and Smartmatic. That's why that check and that balance is there. And we demand they do it now. Because if Republicans think they're going to get passed over for not fighting this, they're idiots. The system's going to target them next.
It's the system is going to target them, chew them up, spit them out when they're done with them. But I'll tell you this, Alec, we'll get to them first in 2022. We will throw their asses out in a primary. So the words they don't want to hear is special session. But if you really want to make their asses shake, say, we'll primary you. We will primary you. We are the grassroots donors. We are the door knockers. We are the phone bankers. We are the backbone of this party. If they don't back Trump, it's not just about backing Trump. It's about verifying that our votes are legal.
Well, let's be clear. Now with the judge ordering, okay, save the hard drives. No, now erase the hard drives. Everyone's, and people are watching the testimonies, the eyewitnesses, the sworn affidavits. They know there's total evidence of fraud. They see the poll watchers thrown out. They see the hundreds of thousands of Biden votes brought in, and they're only for Biden. They know it's real. I mean, the polls went after the election. 75% of Republicans think Biden stole it, 80-something percent. Now it's 97% in scientific polls. The Republican base knows this is being stolen bigger than Dallas.
This is big. This is very, very huge. And that's what they don't want. There's judges who are fighting for norms. There's media that are fighting for the Democrats, and then Democrats are trying to hide their teeth. So you have this whole system.
Yeah, that's what the judge said. Judge Batten, overturning his own ruling an hour later, said, oh, the norm is to erase the hard drives. They should never erase an election. Those hard drives are cheap. Those thumb drives are cheap. There should be a backed-up record. Everything else is backed up. Oh, why do they want it erased each time?
Yeah, they don't want us to audit the vote. Here's the fact, Alex. I've talked to you about Pennsylvania, but in Georgia and Nevada, there is enough signature fraud from absentee ballots that were mailed in to overturn both of those elections. This isn't an exaggeration. This isn't speculation. We know that if we can expedite the Georgia case with Sidney Powell and the Nevada case with the Trump campaign led by Rick Grenell and some great people there, that we will overturn both of these states. Now, judges can't rule that the electors go to Trump. That's why Stop the Steal is putting pressure on the state legislators, because the elections will be totally thrown out. So this race is closer than anyone knows. It's going to come down to Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, but we can win, and I think we have won, Nevada and Georgia, so long as we get a fair court hearing.
And let's say the key here. Let's say one state gets reversed. That discredits all of what Biden does, the dominoes fall, the hoax that he's president-elect does. But here's the most important point. We can pull this up. They're already sending out 800,000 of these fake ballots to dead people and dead cats and random names, just like they did, but in the two runoffs, enough to steal the election and make sure the Democrats get the Senate. And is Mitch McConnell and all of them just going to sit there and watch them do this again? And now they're saying, oh, COVID will still be here in 2 years at the next midterm. This is never, the Democrats have said, oh, we're doing these random ballots mailed to everyone from now on now so they can fill them out in the names of dead people. And then we have the evidence to bring it to court. The court say, sorry, We're not going to look at that. You don't have standing. This is a revolutionary, fraudulent takeover taking place. And, of course, the Republicans are just rolling over it. It's insane. So the Republicans and all of us have to act now.
We have to act now because, as you said, the Republicans are just rolling over. Again, in July and August, you and I spoke on your show, and we said, look, they're not going to take they're going to keep COVID around. They're going to keep the threat of riots around. This is about a global takeover. They want a universal norm, no individual borders, no individual money, and they don't because they don't want us to be – they don't want our bureaucrats to be accountable to us. And so it's really strange because a lot of Republicans are accusing me and Roger Stone and Lynn Wood of trying to dissuade Republicans from voting. We're not saying that. We're saying fix the problems now or Republican voters don't want to vote. And even if they do vote, they'll steal the election. As you said, Stacey Abrams already has 800,000 absentee ballot requests for the Democrat Party in the runoff. They are stealing the election. They are stealing the runoff right now. If we don't clarify the rules, if we don't change the rules, if we don't call a special session, this nation is done. We're trying to save the Senate by first saving Trump.
I totally agree. And it looks like a lot of these judges, people are doing background research. Looks like a lot of them let child molesters off with no jail time. Newt Gingrich calls it the biggest presidential theft since 1824. Georgia Patriots hold car parade outside Secretary of State's home. It just goes on and on. I've got the articles again. They're already mailing out 800,000 ballots in the runoff for the Senate. Are the Republicans just going to sit there, Holly Alexander, and watch this happen? Recap where people need to go, what they need to do, where the key fights are in Arizona and Georgia tomorrow. Hell, tonight, they're going to erase those hard drives tomorrow morning.
They might erase them tonight. They were already going to do it tonight. So they might just go ahead and do it. So this is what I need everyone to do. We can put up the graphic of Arizona. If you are in Arizona, come to the Hyatt Regency Downtown Hotel. There are going to be 1,000 patriots surrounding the hotel. It's going to be all good. I'm here. Congressman Gosar is here. Arizona GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward is a great woman, and she's here. We're leading the fight. We have Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis from the Trump campaign coming in. 1,000 patriots will be here in Arizona. If you're in California and you're listening to this broadcast, go ahead and drive over. Again, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, show up at the Capitol anywhere from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make your voices heard. We need that vote tomorrow, absolutely. And in Georgia, surround the governor's mansion peacefully. Surround the neighborhood of the Georgia Secretary of State peacefully. And surround the CNN Center and the World Congress Center, because that is where they are ripping us off in Fulton County. These are the three priorities for the next 72 hours. Find a place and park your butt there now.
That's right, because the Republican Party, the same ones that hated Trump, are now turning their back on the president. Hour number two coming up will be 5 more minutes with Ali Alexander. Then I'm going to hit the latest on the global UN lockdown. So much critical intel. You're not going to get anywhere else that everybody needs to know straight ahead. So please amplify us. Please share the live links and tell folks about local stations right now. We'll be back with hour number two.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.